Good day. This is the last day in our week of devotions, talking about the covenant of peace, that God has made a covenant with his Son, Jesus Christ. And this covenant is called a covenant of peace. In the New Testament, it's called the gospel of peace, that God is at peace with you, that we can always be assured that God is not judging us. We can always be assured that God accepts us for who we are. We can always be assured that this covenant can never be broken because God made it with his Son, Jesus. So this has got nothing to do with me. This is about me entering into the covenant. The Bible says as a co-heir, that I become an inheritor of the covenant based on what Jesus has done. So the question I always need to ask myself is, am I in Christ? If I'm in Christ, then that gives me confidence in my relationship with God. And because I know that I'm in Christ, I am therefore qualified to receive the promises of God. That's what the covenant guarantees, that I am a recipient of this covenant, that I can receive the promises of God. Listen to this in Colossians 1, 12 and 13. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He's saying we can give thanks because God has qualified us because we are in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 1:20 in the Amplified, it says, for as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes answer in him, Christ. So he's saying that God is no longer a maybe God. Because the covenant that has been established with Jesus says that all of the promises in the Bible, the whole Bible, Jesus is saying those promises are yours. They are yes in Christ. Not maybe, not I wonder if. No, if I go and find a promise in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, I can then filter it through the finished work of Jesus and take that promise as mine. And the answer from God to me is yes. I don't have to worry about it. In Romans chapter 8, from verse 31, it says, what then shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? I mean, what a powerful, powerful scripture. That God never withheld his son from us, but he gave us Jesus so freely. And he's saying, because he gave us his son Jesus, why do we think that he's going to withhold some promise from us? No, the covenant guarantees that I'm qualified to be an inheritor of all of the promises of God. I want to encourage you. Take the promises of God. Have the foundation of the covenant of peace in your heart. And that's what you build on. That's what you stand on. Knowing that God is at peace with you. He's not judging you. He's not angry with you. No, he loves you. He's accepted you. He's adopted you into his family. And he's saying you are now qualified for every promise because you are in Christ. Guys, always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.